everybody. Kevin and Ryan coming at you from Loan Officer Impact. We are so excited and so happy to have you on the show today. We have an incredible guest, someone who's becoming a great friend of mine, someone I respect tremendously. And for those of you tuning in, loan officers nationwide, regardless of where you work, our mission is to bring value every week so that you can find one tidbit or one strategy or one technology that you could implement into your business as a result of this show that'll help you have a better life. And today we've got a real special treat. Coming at us from Abilene, Texas is Miss Kimberly Johnston. Kimberly, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you? It's good to be here, Kevin. Ryan, thanks for having me.
Great to have Kimberly.
Thank you so much for joining the show, Kimberly. And, you know, I've always marveled at, even though we've only known each other a short amount of time, what an awesome leader you are. And leadership is so hard. And the way that you communicate with your team, the way you lead your team, the way you manage your team is, it's really top shelf. And I don't even know if you know what a great leader you've turned into, but I see it. And one of the things that Ryan and I wanted to chat with you about is, how important do you think leadership is when building a team like you're doing?
The trust piece of it is everything, building in that team. And now I appreciate you saying that, because stepping into this role is pretty new for me. And I've definitely relied heavily on just people, mentors and people that have done it before me, and coaches. And I love that they pour into me as well, just to give me what I need tips wise.
That's awesome.
It's true. I think there's a mentor that we all have. I think we all share a common mentor on this phone, and a guy from Flower Mound, Texas named Tony Geary, right?
Yes. Yep. Tony's definitely it.
And one of the things Tony taught me, and I know you've taken some from this, and I think, Ryan, you have too, but in order to build a high leverage team, you must have three components. And those components are trust, communication, and accountability. And there's not one single high-producing team in the country that I've ever seen that doesn't have all three. Are you building those three, and are you trying to use that as a catalyst to team building?
Absolutely. So trust definitely is our main focus. Communication is something we can always get better at. I know that we are always working on that. And then just coming together and holding each other accountable every week, every day, is definitely builds up our team and holds us together. We have a common goal in that way.
Without a doubt.
Let me ask that if I can, Kevin. So how are you holding your team accountable as their leader? What do you do? Any tactics specific that you would want to share?
Yeah, sure. It's nothing hard. You know, we just jump on. So we have our daily calls that we do. I'm sure everybody or most people are familiar with the DSP. And so we have a team group chat, and as we're calling and making our calls, getting our wins, even a struggle that we have, you can jump in there and share that with each other. So you can cheer each other on, you know, give a yeah, way to go. That's one way that we hold each other accountable. And then weekly meetings, we get together at the beginning of the week and just kind of go over what is happening, what works and what doesn't.
That's awesome.
And just in case someone doesn't know, the DSP is the Daily Success Plan. And almost every loan officer that we know that's profitable and successful has a Daily Success Plan. We use that term like it's common nature around here, Kim and I and Ryan. We all do the DSP ourselves. And so, but for those of you tuning in that might not know, it's called the Daily Success Plan. And I like what you just said. There's a great takeaway with the ongoing chat opportunity while you're doing your calls, correct? So if someone had a victory or a challenge, they could text the group and they might get some insight on how to overcome the challenge, or add a boy or add a girl on the win, right?
Yeah, right away. Because if you're, you know, a lot of times if you're getting voice message, which is still great, but voice message after voice message, you want to be able to encourage each other and keep that momentum going. And when you see other people getting wins from your team, and you know that we're all working towards that common goal, it just gives you more fire and fuel to keep going.
That is great.
I couldn't agree more, and I love that. And, you know, if you think about it, what we all do every day is hard, right? Because to make that many calls, Ryan, you've been a phone warrior for a lot of years. I have been, Kim is, and it's tough some days. And anyone that admits that it's not tough either has something a little off with them, I think, or something, because it's not easy to make that many calls. And we live in a world where voicemail is a common thing. And so to have a encouragement apparatus in place, because we all need that. And it's hard when you don't have it, I think.
I agree. It is a challenge. So Kimberly, is that just your team, or have you brought in other individuals from outside your team to be a part of that accountability mechanism?
No, just now, right? For now, it's just the team. But we have talked about bringing in agents, real estate agents, and seeing if they would like to jump on and do their own DSP just to encourage each other while we're going through it.
Did you ever have any pushback from your team as far as, you know, doing the accountability and having to add that to their task?
The accountability, no, but more the calls, yes.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, the calls are hard, right? That's a hard thing to start, and especially if it's not something you've done before, and you're just stepping into this new, schedule. It is hard to pick up the phone and do cold calls, and the unexpected is a little scary at times.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're not sure if they're going to be kind or they're going to hang up on you.
Yes.
Yeah. I used to do door knocking.
Oh, man.
And yes. So, you don't know if they're going to open the door, spit on you. You don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
So, you're safer on the calls. But so is there themes that you go through with your team for the call?
For themes?
Yeah. There are themes each day doing a certain item.
Oh, yes, definitely. So Monday is what we call the Thor's hammer. So that's your agents that you already work with. And then you also call your focus 40s. So Thor's hammer is the agents that you're working on getting coffee meetings with. And then we also do call our focus 40, which is agents that you're already working with. So you touch base with both. Tuesdays, we have our data, whoever is currently in the pipeline, we call the buyer, the seller, both sides of the agents, or, listing agent, selling agent, title. Yeah, all of them. And then Wednesdays database calls, and Thursdays is pre-approved and looking. So they do have their themes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a rhythm there that of scheduled events. So that's,
yes.
So again, let's just take a minute here for all loan officers that are sitting there thinking, what does my business look like? Imagine your business. Imagine this gal in Abilene, Texas, who every Monday calls realtors, both currently working with her and ones she wants to have working with her. She calls pre-approved and looking. She calls her database. She calls people that are, what's the fourth group? Realtors, pre-approved and looking.
Title company.
Database.
Oh, and, yeah. And then, mm-hmm.
Everyone that touches the transaction, both realtors, title company, those types of people.
Yes.
About how many calls do you think you or any teammate can get in a given week, Kim? Just ballpark it for me.
Ooh, probably 100 to 150.
So
that's you're just picking up and dialing without any of, there's phone burners and different apps that you can use that would boost that number up.
So are you using the old-fashioned way of picking up the phone and calling, or are you using any of those apps?
Right now, just the old-fashioned way.
So if you're averaging 100 to 150 dials a week, I assume the rest of the team's averaging close to that or in that ballpark?
I'm probably the runner right now, but pretty close.
All right, yeah, I figured you were. So let's say they were 70%. With just three teammates, that's, an extra 210 calls a week,
mm-hmm.
Plus your own, you're touching 300 plus people a week, 50 weeks a year, that's 15,000 touches a year. And that is why you have activity, right? And so I know personally that you've confined most of your calls. I know it's branching out a bit, but historically it's been to become the mortgage queen of Abilene, right? You're a community lender, right?
Yes, that's what we want.
So, So imagine if you're on this call watching and you're a loan officer, imagine if you and your small team talked or made a call out to 15,000 people a year. Do you think you'd have more activity than you have today? And when you think of it in the terms of 15,000, it's too big, right? But if you think of it into 100 to 150 a week, which is 25 to 35 a day, right? If your teammates are only doing roughly 70% of that, they're about 18 to 20 a day, 5 days a week or 4 days a week. It's amazing what that can add up to quickly. And it's amazing what that kind of action can create in relationship to mortgage activity, is it not?
Absolutely. And when you start looking at what that will do for your business, it's not so hard to pick up the phone. It's not so hard to make those phone calls or set aside that time during your day to get it done.
That's excellent. So with that being the queen of Abilene, which I'm on the other side of Texas, so I know exactly where you are. Tell me, how have you been able to broaden your, expertise level as the go-to person of your community for it is lending, but also other things, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Education is a big thing. Sharing with your agents the different activities that are coming up or different things that you're seeing in the market, activities that could help them grow their business. Education is a big thing to even bring in to set you apart from other lenders in the community. And then you asked about activities like community-wise going out.
Yes.
So definitely we're, community is a huge piece of what we're doing and what makes our heart happy, right? People are why we got into this business. So being a part of the community just drives us. Jumping into church and activities there, nonprofits. We are a lot of us are a part of nonprofits that go on in Abilene. And then a lot of the activities that are fundraisers for the real estate agents for broker groups or different client appreciations. We jump in on that. It's, you know, anywhere we can help with our community, we're definitely going to be out there and a part of it.
That's excellent.
I love that. And I love I know that that's real. And I know that you care about your church and about the people in your community as people. And I know that you promote and support charities in your community. I know that that stuff isn't just lip service. It's actually what your core values are. And
yes,
as you and I and Ryan all know, that if you are successfully able to, in a non-braggadocious way, share what your core values are, you like attracts like, and you end up with the types of realtors and other referral sources and borrowers that reflect the same core values that you have. And I think that's been probably the biggest fulfillment of your business, has it not? Where you've been able to help a whole lot of folks that you actually really like.
Yes, that's what makes mortgages fun, right? That's right. Most of us get into this business to be a part of families, seeing them buy their first home or being a part of their retirement, their forever home. I have many clients that I meet with still weekly, or, you know, talk to them weekly, meet for lunch and coffee. That's the part that I love the most, is the people. They are definitely the star in my show.
I like that. That's a
great takeaway, right, Ryan? I love that line. The star of my show right there is the people. And for those of you that are maybe challenged or having a difficult time, because let's face it, the market's not ideal, right? We're in this rising rate environment that we don't know when it's going to end. We've got market compression and all the stuff that we deal with every day. But if you never stray from the core understanding of what our job is, it's to help people make great decisions in arguably the largest investment the vast majority of them have ever made and will ever make in their life. And it's not a deal. It's not a transaction. It's an experience. Yes. That's our job, right? And what I love about Kim is you attack every day like that. And that's why money's a byproduct of doing the right activities and having the right heart while you're doing the activities. That you happen to make money more so and better than a lot of folks in the mortgage business, but that's not what drives you. What drives you is the helping of the folks, and the money happens to be a byproduct. Am I right?
Absolutely. Could not have said it better. Yes.
Good. Good. That's a great takeaway. I hope everyone understands and really takes that to heart. Go out and make someone's day. Go out and be kind. Go out and make a difference. Go out and do something better than the guy or gal down the street. It's solving a problem, and watch what happens. Do it every day, all day, and see what happens after 8 months, 12 months, 20 months. It just snowballs, right? And Ryan, am I right? Don't we have tons of examples of this?
Exactly. Tons of examples. It's effective. You just got to, it's not, I think, Kim, I think you got a great mindset, because at times, you know, doing this business can be a grind. I mean, you just, it can be monotonous, calling, getting voicemail after voicemail. But there's all those stories of helping the first time home buyer, you know, they did a USDA program or something, nothing out of pocket, you know, just great stories of helping people buy their first house. And I think what I believe about you is that's the reason you do this. You do this so you can help people, not just now with one home, but you can change their life, get to building wealth through real estate. And I think that's the reason you've grown your business so well in your community, because people see that about you.
Yeah, some of my favorite stories are the single moms that are the first ones to buy their house and their family. I love that. I love seeing the first-time home buyers as a couple starting out their family, and they set all the plans and they tell you what they're going to do. I love that. I can, you know, as even we're talking, I picture those clients in my mind, and it really does just touch me, because I do care a lot about these people as individuals. And it is what makes this job fun. And yes, it makes it okay to wake up and do the grind every day, right? You're like, okay, I can do this, because that's what it's about.
That's right. That's excellent.
Well, that's all that it's about. And, you know, I always think, when I think of you, I think of three things. And I think most important, the one that always sticks out to me most, is kindness. And I love that you're super kind, and that, you know, I've never heard you utter a negative word. I've never heard you talk down to anyone. I've never heard you condemn, complain, anything. And every time I talk to you, it's been graciousness and gratitude and thankfulness and kindness. And it's not any shock that you're successful. And I know that your brightest days in your business are yet to come, and that you've built this foundation. And when we get some tailwinds from the industry someday, which has to come soon, we can't live in this market forever. Everything's cyclical, and there's zero chance that this will be our market forever. You're going to reap the rewards of that foundation far greater than most, and you're going to have earned every dollar of it, because it'll come to you in abundance. And it's all because of how you conduct yourself, how you act, how you treat people, how you care. And at the end of the day, those are the things that make winners and that make great leaders, and that's what you are. Ryan, a couple closing thoughts or anything in closing for our audience?
Well, I think that the loan officers listening should really take to heart, you know, the reason why Kimberly is doing her business is to really help and impact her community. I think that's what's driving her success in that community, because people see that. And so I think sometimes we may misstep or get out of line and forget why we got into this business. And so I think keeping that mindset like Kimberly has will lead you to more success. And then having a system to lead your team through a rhythm like the DSP, the Daily Success Plan, will just continue to add to that success.
I love it. Kim, any closing sentences or comments for loan officers out there that are trying to make it, but maybe having some challenges?
Yes, 100%. I know you probably hear it all the time, but it cannot be said enough or stressed enough. Mindset, positive thinking, surround yourself with leadership that feeds that into you. Doesn't mean that you can't, you know, be realistic about what's going on. It's not the best market, but that doesn't mean that you can't be successful in this market. And people to show you, just surround yourself by people to show you how that's done.
I love it. I hope everyone got that takeaway. It all starts with mindset. And Jim's surviving and thriving in this market. And it's 100% attributable to her attitude every single morning in that mindset of I can, not I will be defeated. I've never heard you say the word defeat. I've never heard you say the word challenging. I've never heard you say the word crappy. I've never heard you say anything other than an opportunistic market for those of us that want to work. And at the end of the day, that's what it is. It is what it is. But it is, as I think it was the late, great Henry Ford, but I remember a saying going way back, you know, that said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right.
Yes.
And I love that little saying because it's accurate. You know, if you think you can't, guess what? You're not going to do anything. If you think you can, guess what? Put your mind to it, you're going to do it. So thank you for joining Brian and I today. I guarantee that there were some great tidbits on this. And I love the fact that you took a little bit of time out of your busy day to share with us. And our mission here at Loan Officer Impact is just to help impact the lives of loan officers nationwide, regardless of where they work, have a better life. And today's little session certainly helps with that. And I hope everyone got the 3 or 4 or 5 takeaways that I got, because I'm going to have a better day because of talking with Kimberly today.
I appreciate you guys having me. This has been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you coming on, and we get to see you in a couple of days. So that makes life even better. So I'm looking forward to seeing actually both of you, and we'll make the most of that time too. So I hope everyone has a great day. Thanks all nationwide for tuning in. Ryan, thank you so much for doing this with me. I appreciate it more than you know, and look forward to seeing everybody next week on Loan Officer Impact. Thanks.
Be sure to visit successunlimited.us for free loan officer tools, tips, and video resources. To schedule time with Kevin, visit growingwithkevin.com.